My name is Peter Fisher. I'm a professor here in the physics department. And this is the first of the General One podcasts. I checked with Brian Canavan, and I believe the General One that you're studying for is going to be given on January 30th, 2007. So I think we have about 18 weeks, and what I thought I'd do is I'd send out a weekly podcast about studying for General One. The idea would not be so much to work problems, but to sort of guide your study. And my motivation for doing this grew out of the idea that I think General One is actually fairly important. Fact is, none of us really like it. For the students, as you know, there's some stress involved in studying and preparing for it, and then spending 5 hours actually taking the exam. The faculty don't like it much either. The exam's put together by a committee of three or four people, and the exam has to be pretty much bulletproof, which requires a lot of effort on the part of the people writing the exam. In addition, the exam has to be checked, and usually Tom Greatak sits down and spends a few hours taking the exam and checking it, and then there's usually some fairly substantial rewriting that goes on. After that, you guys take the exam, and then there are 5 graders, one for each group of problems, who have to sit down and grade, usually within a week after the exam. And finally, once all the grading is done, there's the decision meeting. And everybody is involved in the exam, and usually some of the division heads, like me, show up. And we have a list of the students ranked as how they performed on the exam. And basically what we have to do is decide who passes. And this is not easy. Nobody wants anyone to fail the general exam. And there's a lot of discussion. Usually once there's kind of a line established about where we're going to talk about the pass-fail line, say 7 or 8 people in that vicinity, we take out their exams and we look at them and we argue about, you know, whether this was a good approach to that problem, whether this person really knew it but couldn't get it out, or whatever. And then we have to make a decision. One thing we try to do is keep the feedback loop tight, so I think the department really tries to get the exam scores back within a week, so that the people taking the exam, you, know where you stand. Every time we talk about getting rid of it, again, there's a lot of discussion because, you know, that's kind of what we do here at MIT. It really comes down to the fact that we really feel that General One is fairly important for the following reason. If you're going to pursue a career in physics or in any kind of intellectual endeavor, the important thing is to really try to have ideas. And one of the main thing about having ideas is being able to discard the bad ideas. And so the intent of General One is to really help you solidify your undergraduate physics, the basic ideas, so that when you think of something, you can very quickly analyze whether or not that something is going to work by putting in the right numbers, applying the right physical concepts, and doing the problem. And so General One is really kind of 20 problems of that genre. Some of them are harder than others, but all of them try to just attack one basic idea and help you develop the skill to go through it quickly. So let's talk about the exam a little bit. You have 5 hours, which is 300 minutes. There are 20 problems. So that's 15 minutes a problem. And one of the key things you have to keep in mind about General One is what the goal is. The goal is to pass the exam, The goal is not to get all of the problems right. So one thing we'll talk about in subsequent podcasts is what to do when taking the exam. Clearly, you want to do the problems that you can do easily first, and then the ones that you do a little triage and look at the ones that you can think you can get with some effort, and attack those, and then spend the remaining time on the ones that aren't so obvious. Hopefully, by the end of these podcasts, they'll all be obvious. Now, studying for the exam. So those of you who have read my little study guide, which I think you can get off the REF's website or by contacting Bonna Newman, you know that I have this view that you came to MIT to do research and learn some physics and not sit around studying for an exam. So what I propose as a reasonable way to study for the exam is in the coming 18 weeks, for I would say the at least first 10 weeks, you study for half an hour each day, spend the rest of the time coming to MIT to do what you came to do. You study, however, for half hour each day religiously, which means you do it at the same time, you do it every day, Saturday and Sunday included, no matter what else is happening. You do it on Christmas Day, you do it on Thanksgiving, you do it whether you're tired or, you know, if you're drunk, whatever. You do it for half an hour every day. You should set up a place where you study for your exam. If you're going to do it at your desk here at MIT, you clear off the desk, you put away the computer. You don't need a computer for studying. You take out your books and materials, and you spend the time, one half hour, really concentrating on studying for the exam. And we'll go through what to do during that half hour. Now, that's not to say that you don't think about the exam outside that half hour. It's good to have a problem or two to chew on while standing in line at the bank or at the ATM machine or during odd moments. And one of the things you want to do is to build the habit of being able to chew on a problem while you're doing something else or waiting for something else. It's called time scavenging, and it's a very valuable skill. But coming back to the half hour, this should really be your time that you spend really synthesizing a knowledge of physics. I think about General 1 kind of with five basic categories: mechanics, quantum mechanics, electricity and magnetism, thermodynamics and statistical mechanics, and optics. Perhaps optics shouldn't be a category all on its own, so we could say special relativity instead of optics. So we'll talk about those five categories, and I'll devote one podcast to sort of going over each category and suggesting ways of approaching studying for it. So just to review, our list is mechanics, quantum mechanics, electricity and magnetism, thermodynamics and statistical mechanics, and we'll make relativity its own category. Okay, now you're going to work a lot of problems, and that's a good thing to do. However, one of the goals of General 1, and one of the things you should be doing now anyway, is synthesizing your knowledge of physics, and I'll talk more about that in a subsequent podcast. What you want to do is see how those areas connect, and so a lot of your time should be spent reading and reviewing notes. Don't just sit and work problems, because that very frequently focuses the attention or your attention on a mathematical trick or some complex substitution or some specific area of mathematics. That's good, but it's also more important to really synthesize your knowledge of physics. So in these podcasts, what I'll try to do is keep it simple. I'll try to address a topic for each of the podcasts. I'll ask Bonna to post the list of topics on the website and go through each one of those. You can reach me by email at fisherp, F-A-I-S-H-E-R-P, at mit.edu. And please tell me what you'd like to hear about. But there are some restrictions, I guess. If you'd like me to talk about a specific problem, please send me the statement of the problem. I don't have the general exams, and I really don't have time to go and find, you know, problem 1C from the 1997 general 1. So just send me the problem in some form. Second, I don't want to work the problem. It's hard to do that verbally, and I don't want to get into writing out solutions and posting them and making sure they're correct and all of that. What I'll do is I'll talk about how to approach solving the problem. The third thing is I'll keep all questions anonymous, so feel free to ask whatever crazy thing you want to ask. There is a such thing as a dumb question, but feel free to go ahead and ask one. I won't tell who it is. I'd like to include in each podcast a general one type problem for you to think about. And so here's one for today. It's a very simple problem. Compute the resistance of the vacuum, or more precisely, compute the impedance of the vacuum. Now remember that impedance is the ratio of a voltage divided by a current. And the current is not necessarily the motion of electrons. The displacement current is also a current. So you should be able to do this. If this helps, do it in the following way. Think about the plane defined by the position z equals zero, and think about an electromagnetic waves propagating in the plus z direction. So as it crosses that plane, it doesn't come back. There's no reflection. It just keeps going. So if it helps you solve the problem, in the half space defined by z greater than zero, put an infinite absorber, or a half-infinite absorber, and calculate the conductance or resistivity in that absorber needed to completely absorb the electromagnetic wave so that no wave is reflected back. That would be the same as the resistivity of the vacuum. So that's a little problem. I'll also take the opportunity to comment on things that are going along in the in physics. There are lots of little articles and things that come out that are worthy of mention. I don't want to spend too much time on that because I really want to concentrate on General 1. But if there's a question you have or something you'd like me to mention, please go ahead and send it. Assisting me in this will be Bonna Newman and Sheila Holsor and Sean Thompson and Sheila's husband, John Marston. We're going to try to make this a professionally produced podcast, but due to the exigencies of time and the fact that I recorded all the podcasts on my phone, which is a very low audio quality, I'm having to go back and do this again. So this one will be a little bit simpler, and next time I hope we have some better quality podcast. So send me your emails at fisherp.mit.edu, and remember, the message for today is a half hour every day religiously. Good luck. Bye-bye.